Can art and imagery be used to help people heal broken bones or cure diseases? Artist and healer Cilla Conway believes it can, and that used appropriately, it does make a huge difference.
Because our minds work with imagery the whole time, it's a sort of natural thing. The more you actually engage with that imagery, so in dreams, in painting, in words, poetry, anything, the more your mind works with that imagery to transform it. And so it becomes part of you, and therefore it becomes therapeutic.
Now, does that matter what kind of imagery it is?
If it's negative imagery, something that is not particularly good for you, then that will probably damage you, can even damage your cells if it goes on and on and on. If it's positive imagery, then it'll be probably quite good for your body, for your health, for your mental health.
Does the imagery have to have something to do with what it is you want to make better, shall we say? So, for example, if you have a broken leg, would it be a good idea to imagine that leg getting better and being strong?
Yes, it would. The trouble is that it's not just your top mind, your surface mind. It's actually all the levels underneath. So you kind of need to access it on all sorts of different levels. You can sabotage all the work that you're doing on your conscious mind by having an underlying image that actually I don't really want to get better.
And let's just say you wanted to work on the top level first. So the top level would be classic visualisation, I take it.
So yes. You know,
imagining your leg being better and the bones mending and those sorts of
Absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely.
And then to work on that underlying layer where maybe you're thinking, yeah, but actually it's quite fun having a wheelchair, if that's what you were thinking.
Well, how I would work with it is by writing a story about it, by painting it, beginning with the image of me maybe, say, walking across the cliffs with a really strong leg and enjoying my life. If I then found that there was something going on underneath it, I'd feel it and I'd be like, wait a minute, what am I missing here? And then I'd look at that. And that's where the interesting stuff comes in, because you do find that there are two distinct minds going on.
Is it important, therefore, to think up your own imagery for it? Or, in fact, could you go out and search for images and use those instead?
I think both works. So you could go and look for collage images. Anything that really sparks off an idea that you'd look at and think, oh, I'd love that. Look at that sea. I'd just love to be there. That would work. So it's not that you have to create it from scratch. You can find them.
And is there any indication that when a person is unwell, that there's a different set of imagery going on for them?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, if you're unwell, then that is going to be upfront in your mind. The same process would work. As long as you let your unconscious mind express itself, then it's going to be healing in the long run, especially if you then reflect on it and work with intention that actually I want to see what I'm really feeling.
Does that mean that, therefore, you really need to go off and do some kind of painting or some kind of art process?
I personally really believe in creativity. So yes, writing a story, writing a poem, allowing yourself to doodle is brilliant. You'll often find that what you think you're thinking, you're not thinking at all. So there was this woman in about the 40s who thought that she wanted to paint a wonderful tree and a garden, and she ended up by painting this tree that had been completely blasted in a storm. And that was when she realised that the unconscious mind really is a reality.
Now, why do you think it is that it was the painting of the picture that actually kind of uncovered her unconscious rather than some other method?
Because you can't get away from something that you've actually produced without any volition in it. You're looking at this and thinking, I thought I was going to paint a nice picture of a garden, and I've got this thing that looks like it's had lightning struck on it.
But why do you think it is particularly that art enables you to do that? I mean, I could have just maybe sat and meditated on that particular issue, but it's actually come out in the art.
Because it's so concrete. Your meditation, you might have a disturbing thought, but you'll think, oh no, I don't need to pay any attention to it. With art, and it's like this picture, you can't ignore it. And often you want to, but they're definitely two different sort of levels of the unconscious as well. So you can access one and you can't access the other, which is what this woman was doing. She was accessing the top level or maybe even the bottom level. I don't know.
And if you wanted to maybe use art as a way in which to sort of find out what underlying things are going on for you, what would you say you should do?
Buy yourself a pack of nice paints and just play. Make a mess. Don't worry about what the outcome is going to be. Just play with the colours. You'll be surprised what comes out. You'll probably get a sense of what it means, because you might think, oh, I'm going to put nice pink and blue colours on and it comes out all black. So obviously there's something else going on. You work with that. You could even talk to the painting. Well, what are you saying to me here? You know, it sounds a bit daft, but actually it works. You need to then let your intuition talk to you.
How important do you think it is to include some kind of art and creativity in the whole healing process, perhaps in our hospitals or elsewhere?
I would say it's vital. This actually started in about the 1940s. People started working with ill people and found it was therapeutic, even if they didn't know what they were doing. And now it's much more a case of that you can work one-to-one with a therapist. But if you're in hospital, often they'll have art healing classes, but they don't teach you how to draw. It's much more you just expressing what you feel. So if you're really angry, you just screw up your paper or, I don't know, get a great big glob of red paint and throw it on the floor. That'll work.
And why do you think it is that that expression is so important when it comes to the healing process?
Because it gets it out of you. Otherwise, you're carrying all this stuff. And we do carry a hell of a lot of anger and upset and pain and all sorts of stuff that you don't even realise. It comes out in dreams, but how many people work with their dreams?
That's artist and healer Cilla Conway.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.